Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. Today, we want to talk about a concept few companies have been able to envision, and even fewer have been able to execute. And that's what I call breakaway design. Really, the definition of breakaway design is the ability to create from scratch what others could not imagine. So it really comes down to the context of what you see out in the world today, which is envisioning products you never knew you needed. That's a very unique trait for extremely innovative brands. And if you look back on products that have had a generational impact, these are ones that have had longevity and are continually being incrementally innovated from, meaning that they're taking pieces of this great breakaway design and product and finding ways to recreate this magic in other products. And this breakaway design concept truly is a visionary at the top who is committed to maintaining this generational lead on product innovation through breakaway design. So having this vision of creating a product that is not yet made, but only in the minds of those visionaries that put it on paper, commercialize it, and market it to a lifestyle that millions of consumers eventually get to experience. These are brands that are ones where I call visionary brands with visionary products and an innovation engine that never stops, because they realize they've set the standard and everybody is following. So they have a generational impact and they do it through breakaway design. So how do these brands, these visionary brands, continue to build these breakaway products and have sustained long-term success? Well, first, it's having a product that would be classified as a breakaway product and disrupts either the industry or the category itself. And I'll give you a great example. When Steve Jobs came out with the iPod, it was a great product that disrupted the category, but also disrupted an industry. What nobody knew at the time when Apple introduced this product is the impact the iPod would have on the music industry itself. Prior to the iPod, how music was distributed was very manual. You either had to get a cassette tape, an LP, even though popular today, back in the day, it was very difficult, as you either had to be in person, buying it through a record shop, and it was very inconvenient. So when Apple looked at this, the strategy first was to put 1,000 songs in your pocket. But the long-term strategy was how to disrupt the music industry itself. And when you look back in that time, the music industry was caught off guard, flat-footed. They didn't think that this distribution model would ever change. So when Steve and Apple came up with the iPod, the intention was to completely disrupt the music industry. The iPod was a byproduct to achieving that. But what the iPod allowed Apple to do was to take that great breakaway design, build an ecosystem completely changing the way music's distributed. Today, it's unheard of to walk into a record store unless you're looking for old albums or nostalgic albums you want to hear again on your LP. But everybody knows the migration of where the music industry is today versus where it was yesterday. And this was all done through a breakaway design and a product that was realized. So the great thing in this story is to recognize that great breakaway design isn't just product. If you see an opportunity to disrupt an industry, take it. If your product can be adapted from another industry, commercialized, and you can then disrupt an industry like Apple did with music, you control your future. Look where Apple was and where they are today, from being literally bankrupt to the most valuable company on the planet. All of this was done through a breakaway design strategy where they wanted to think different and be different. And as a result, it succeeded. So when you look at the first area of what classifies your company as a breakaway design machine is to have a generational impact on the industry that you're currently in. And this can be the product itself or how you distribute your product to those end consumers. The second piece of that puzzle is then once you have a breakaway design with great technology that sets the standard in your industry, is to draw down that product technology into other areas and product categories that keeps it within your design language, your brand equity, and your positioning. So having the ability to have drawdown products that can also be placed on the supply and demand curve and disrupt the curve is also another strategy. So when Apple looked at the demand curve, they also disrupted how they were distributing products. So another breakaway product, which came out of actually the iPod, was the iPhone. So being a breakaway product, they had the ability to draw down the technologies from the iPhone and be able to sell this across the supply chain at different price points based on the generations of products that they're selling without apologizing or losing brand equity along the way. So when you look at the iPhone, what's interesting, and I talk to people about this, is you don't really need the latest iPhone, but yet early adopters want the latest technology, and Apple recognized that. But also at the same time, consumers wanted an Apple product, just not the latest technology. So what you'll find is that Apple, on the back end of the supply chain curve, had generations of iPhones that were affordable to everyone. And as a result, the adoption of Apple products in the ecosphere became larger and larger to what it is today. So it was a brilliant strategy that Apple put in place. But if you have a breakaway design, the first thing is to have that generational impact. Second is a drawdown to that technology and spreading that into other products. The third piece of this is having a concept. Sometimes this breakaway design may not necessarily be practical. While we were at Oakley, we had many products that by design were breakaway and were generational, but also futuristic. So futuristic that a lot of times they weren't adopted right away, but we knew we could take pieces of that puzzle and draw it into other products. So if we had an over-the-top that was at the US Olympics, we knew we could take a piece of this futuristic eyewear and apply that to other products. And we were very successful at doing that. So the other piece of this is a breakaway concept, I call it. It's not necessarily a product that gets commercialized, but it's a great concept where you can utilize pieces to integrate into other products. So that's another big piece of breakaway design strategy. The fourth piece is the impractical design. And I mentioned this as part of the concept car strategy. You've got brands like Lamborghini that will actually take a concept that looks futuristic and put it on the road. But others, more traditional car companies, although they have great concepts, never realize those concepts. And that's their weak point. They don't have to be a Lamborghini, but certainly take those ideas, adapt those concept ideas, and put them into your current models. This is an opportunity to increase your price point, bring more value to your product versus the competition, a point of difference, but not have to commercialize these breakaway designs. So that's the third piece, is when you look at breakaway design, is having concepts. Maybe they're not commercialized, but yet nonetheless they're valuable to the future growth of your company. And the fourth piece to breakaway design is don't become impractical. And I go back to the concept car strategy, is you have to keep in mind that either through a commercializing of a concept or a breakaway design, you have to have value. At some point when you're doing breakaway design concepts, sometimes they become impractical. You need to ensure you understand when you've hit that point and move on. Either you're able to commercialize it or you're not. Either you're able to use pieces of that concept in other products or you're not. And if the answer is no to both of those, move on to your next breakaway opportunity. I have seen companies where they refuse to jump off a breakaway opportunity either because they couldn't commercialize it or they didn't know how to commercialize it. All this leads to is frustration inside of your company or your brand, and those that are trying to build these great products and never have them realized. That's as frustrating as having a concept car that sits on the board and only as valuable as the ink on the paper it's written on. Now, the other piece that can't be forgotten on product, which isn't product at all, is that your culture must match your vision. If you're a breakaway company with a culture of being innovative, and that's translated to consumers as well as those advocates, the brand followers, those outside your company, your culture must always match that vision, or you lose authentication in the marketplace. And I've talked about that before and discussed not losing your authentication, and this is a great opportunity to keep that vision intact in your culture as well. And the opposite to that, which is very true, the oxymoron side of this, is that the vision must match your culture. So the culture must match your vision, the vision must match your culture. So if you want to be the best brand, the most innovative in your industry, you must be consistent in everything that you do and authentic in everything that you do. And I always say that innovation is hard, and it's meant to be hard. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it. So there's one saying I have when you talk about breakaway design, which holds true in every brand that I've been with, is innovating's hard, and very few people do it successfully and know how to execute it in the marketplace. Making a great product is one thing. Marketing that great product is a whole nother level. And I've seen companies with great products that were a complete failure when they've hit the marketplace because of naming conventions, not properly translating the technology, not defining their point of difference, whatever it may be, it was a failure. Not because it wasn't a great product, but because they didn't understand that their culture was to be great, not average. And so what I say is the other part of this is imitating is easy. It's your choice. Be innovative, build great breakaway designs, or don't. It's your choice. But I can tell you, if your choice is to be an innovative, breakaway design-driven company, maintain that culture and that bloodline from the top down. You must maintain that vision. Your culture will be better for it, and your company will be better for it. And those that follow you will know that you're always authentic in what you do, and they're anticipating the next release of your product, knowing that it's going to be value-driven and breakaway design culture. So having the ability to translate that to your consumer is a key ingredient in the end game to having a great breakaway design strategy in place executing it, commercializing the product, and bringing it to market. But never forget, once you hit the market, the game does not end there. Properly positioned, your culture of being a breakaway design company must be translated properly as well. So having this in place from the top down and having a culture driven by innovation through breakaway design products ensure the longevity and livelihood of your company, your brand, and your culture long term. Thank you for listening to the Visionary Chronicles, a weekly business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions.